Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me today is Angela Luskin, Health and Fitness Manager from UP Health System Portage. Angela, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
You know, we always have some big events that are coming up when you and I get together and talk. And we also talk a little bit about, you know, the seasonal conditions and what exercises you could be doing. And with the spring that we have had, it's been cooler, much cooler than, you know, we would like, and certainly a lot wetter. And I thought we'd just kind of just start with there, because when we last talked, which would have been around ski season, we were talking about all the winter exercises you can do, ways to get out. And then said, when it starts to warm up, think of all the things you can do outside. Well, if you're waiting for that, you probably still are waiting to be able to do some things.
Exactly. We are still waiting for it to dry up and warm up.
So does this put you in a sort of a no man's land, so to speak, of exercising? Because you know, the outdoor activities are, you know, unless you're really hardcore and don't mind hiking in the mud and in the rain and stuff, there's not a lot of outdoor things you can do.
Right. This is a challenging time. You know, when our winter is here, we have those winter activities. You know, we can get out on the snow, but that time in between is difficult because it's wetter. You know, we can't necessarily take our bikes out. It's harder to get out to walk because the conditions really have not been good right now. Hopefully, though, people have still been trying to find some ways to be active. I know, like, the Copper Country Mall is one option for people to get out and get some movement, you know, doing things within inside our house. We did have a little bit of nice weather in April, so maybe we were out there raking and, hopefully soon things are going to clear up and we can start getting outside more, getting some fresh air, getting some activity.
At the gym, is there a particular time of year where it's busier than others?
You know, typically we see a little spike around January 1st for those New Year's resolutions, right? I can tell you the Portage Fitness Gym has been pretty steady lately, again, because of the conditions outside.
Okay. Does it dip down during the summertime with more people going out? Okay.
Right. It does dip down, which is natural. And, you know, we want people to get out. And that fresh air, as important as the activity is, you know, I believe that that fresh air is equally as important. So we need to get that vitamin D and that sunshine while we can.
We'll certainly talk a little bit more about some things that you can be doing this spring and going into summer to, you know, remain healthy and active and eating right. And we usually cover those things towards the end of the interview. And first of all, is we want to talk about some very big and important events that are put on by UP Health System Portage. The first one is one of your largest of the year, your Health and Safety Fair.
Yeah, our Health and Safety Fair. This is actually the 9th year we've been doing this, which seems crazy that 9 years has went by so quickly. But the Health and Safety Fair, that's taking place Saturday, June 3rd. It'll be up at the UP Health System Portage campus in Hancock. And we'll start at 10 a.m. and we'll go till 1 p.m. And each year we add a little bit more to this event. The additions for this year are incredible, and there will just be, it'll be jam-packed with activities and just free stuff, and the amount of physician involvement that I have this year, it's huge. So we're really looking forward to the event this year.
Now, the first one that I attended was about 5 years ago when I first came to the area, and it was probably you and I that were talking about it back then. And I thought, oh, you know, how cute, you know, a little, you know, health and safety fair at the hospital. Sure, you know, I'll go there. And since I cover the news, I brought my camera. I went there and went, oh, my goodness, this is great. I mean, it was really, really, you know, totally not what I expected. Right. You know, we have a lot of expos in the area where there'll be some booths going on. You walk from booth to booth, and you're out of there in about 5 or 10 minutes. You can stick around if you got time to talk and stuff like that. But the Health and Safety Fair was, I don't want to go as far as to call it a carnival, because I don't want people to expect that there'll be elephants, you know, standing on balls. But it certainly was a lot of activity going on, a lot of great food, you know, so many different tables to stop at and talk to, swag at every single one of them, it seemed like that. So a lot of great free goodies to get, and different, and people that were willing to actually, you know, talk. If you want to talk to a nutritionist, or do you want to talk to an osteoporosis doctor, you can ask them questions, and they're more than happy to just talk openly with the public. And you don't get that opportunity on a regular basis.
You don't. And that's one of the great benefits of this Health and Safety Fair, because, you know, so many times we don't see let's take those medical providers, for instance. We don't have any access to them unless something's wrong and, you know, we need a service. So the Health and Safety Fair gives us that chance to talk to these, you know, medical experts about, you know, any questions that we may have without making an appointment and having to pay for that. And this year at our Health and Safety Fair, we are adding this kind of like ask a doctor or like physician question and answer session, very informal. So they're not going to be up there with a PowerPoint, you know, just talking about their information. They are going to be in one of our conference centers, and you can just ask away. Some of the amazing medical providers that are going to be there, we have Dr. Hopper. She is geriatric medicine and internal medicine. Dr. Ronquist, one of our newest orthopedic surgeons, he is going to be there. So, you know, maybe you have a question if, you know, my shoulder feels this way. I wonder if it's something that, you know, I can get fixed, or if it's just something I have to live with. Dr. Ronquist will be there to talk about that. Dr. Lipson, urology. He's going to be there talking about, you know, maybe some things that we're not even know that would be available at Portage. Maybe some incontinence issues that we have, pelvic floor issues, strengthening. He can talk about all of that. And then Dr. Holliday for women's health too. So a really good variety of physicians that'll be there just informally to ask away.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see some value with, you know, if sometimes when people are suffering maybe a little bit of discomfort or they're having a symptom that's, you know, keeps coming and going, but, you know, a lot of times, of course, you say, well, I don't need to go to the doctor just yet. You know, you're not going to go to the doctor for a particular symptom and stuff until you feel like you have to go.
Correct, yes.
Well, this is an opportunity when you're, you know, you're walking around and talking with somebody. I mean, you know, do I ever want to make an appointment to go see a urologist? Well, not unless I absolutely have to. But if you were experiencing a symptom that was just something that was concerning, this is your chance to walk up and say, you know, doc,
What do you think about this?
And mm-hmm. and then you might find out it's like, you know, you need to get in right away. That's right. An early sign of, you know, something or another and get checked out in you know, or you might find out, oh,
that's,
you know,
normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, or you need to change your diet or something that, right, you know, it's not as serious, and you get a little peace of mind that way too. So a lot of value in just walking around and being willing to talk to people.
Yeah.
But it's also, you also have a lot of fun things going on too, just not only just informative, but a lot of activities going on.
We do, and it's an event for the whole entire family. So we really try to tie in a lot for the youth. So for instance, we give away 100 free helmets. Cross Country Sports will be there this year, and they will properly fit those helmets for children of all ages. And we have a story walk, and that will be put on by the Copper Country Great Start Collaborative. BHK is going to be there with a Strider bike course, and that was so fun last year. You know, the Strider balance bikes, they're pretty new, I would say, and they're a neat concept. And the kids will actually get on Strider bikes, get to go through this little course, and then we're giving away two Strider bikes, one for a boy, one for a girl. So a chance to win a Strider bike. The car seat clinic, that's a really important part that we offer each year. And I think I read a statistic yesterday that 80% of car seats are installed incorrectly. So the car seat clinic is an opportunity for you to drive through these car seat technicians. They're certified car seat technicians. They will check out the car seats and ensure that they are installed correctly. We'll also have car seats for sale through the CARS program. They're at very discounted prices. So that is a wonderful thing for our kids too. And then we've done this for the last couple of years, and it's very popular. Our orthopedics department does a boo-boo casting clinic. So if kids want to bring in a stuffed animal from home, or we actually will have stuffed animals available too, the ortho team will cast a limb on one of those animals, because, you know, we're hopeful that our children never have to experience a cast in their future. But, you know, in case they do need to, this is a way to experience that and get a little bit of a little bit of visibility on that before it would happen.
When I was there last year and I was taking video, of course, the Strider bike course, the kids were having so much fun, you know, going through this little obstacle course, and there was a nice long line for people to try, and it moves quickly, but, you know, they go up and they have to do the turns and things. It's, you know, kids and animals are very easy to film because they're a lot of fun, you know, to just, they can be pretty photogenic just doing their normal activities, but having such a good time doing that, it's like worth the price of admission, which is free anyways,
right, but
definitely worth going was to go and do that. And then I didn't know it was called a boo-boo clinic, but I did see with the animal, the stuffed animals people, and some of them had dolls too.
Yes.
So it wasn't just always just stuffed animals.
Right.
They had a favorite doll, and then getting checked out and getting, a splint cast put on the
yes.
doll or something like that and get his boo-boo taken care of. It was that was really cute. So if you're a parent who likes to take a lot of pictures of your children, there'll be plenty of opportunity to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a lot of stuff that we have for the youth. But then, for the rest of the community, the rest of the ages, there's a lot going on too. And one thing I do want to take a minute to highlight is we always have free screenings, right, at the Health and Safety Fair. But we've, again, raised the bar on the screenings because we are offering, as part of the Health and Safety Fair, free lipid profiles. So instead of just a, like a total cholesterol and a blood glucose, we have appointments available on June 1st and June 2nd from 7 to 9:30 a.m. in their morning slots because it's a 12-hour fast. And that lipid profile includes total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, so our good and bad cholesterols, triglycerides, and blood glucose. If you were to get that test done at a physician's office and had to pay, out of pocket, it's over $300. So I would highly encourage people to take advantage of this opportunity. You can call to reserve a spot at 483-1149, but it is by appointment because we have a phlebotomist there that'll be actually drawing the blood. But it's huge. And then we'll have registered dietitians and diabetes educators that will have the results available at the health fair between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on June 3rd. And then you can actually talk to the experts there too. So maybe our LDL is a little too high and our HDL is a little too low out of those normal ranges. I can get expert advice right there on what to do to try to correct that.
That sounds great. So that you make an appointment and you have that done on Friday, and then you come in and get your results and you can talk to somebody at the Health and Safety Fair
exactly.
the following day.
Yep. And I have appointments both on Thursday and Friday
okay.
before the health fair. Yep.
All right. Anything else going on for that day?
A couple other things just to highlight. The apothecary is doing the medication take back program. So if people have expired medications or maybe medications in your medicine cabinet that you no longer need, this is a safe way to dispose of them. So be sure to bring those along as well. Physical therapist. We'll have physical and occupational therapists there giving free consultations. Free. So instead of getting, maybe we're unsure if that back or neck pain actually needs physical therapy and, you have to go to your physician first to get that referral. Here's a chance to talk one-on-one and get it checked out to see if any more treatment is needed. So again, I could go on and on because there is so much this year. It's pages and pages of stuff that we're going to be doing. And it's, all of the services that Portage offers, but then also many services within the community will be there too, like the Western Upper Peninsula Health Department, Upper Great Lakes, Valley Med Flight. So I think we have at least 20 different places within the community that will be present too.
Angela is not over-exaggerating either. If you've ever gone to Portage Hospital in UP Health System Portage and you've gone around the many winding hallways on the first floor there and you think, wow, this place is endless. During the Health and Safety Fair, there's like no vacant hallways. There's stuff going on everywhere you go, everywhere, every part of that first floor of that hospital seems like. And plenty of stuff for everybody to do. And then, a great cafeteria where they have great food. A lot of times free samples on certain
yes,
things.
Yes, so, all healthy free samples will be throughout the entire day.
Yep. So definitely worth it. And, no registration required other than if you're having those tests done and then and no fee to get in.
Correct. It's absolutely free. Please take advantage of this and stop by. And you can stop anytime between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on June 3rd.
Great. That will wrap up our, our spring, and then we yes. start looking into summer. And, I have it on good authority that summer is on its way at some point.
We're going to hold you to that.
That it will be here. Hopefully it's here well before we get to the canal run, which is coming up, in about mid-July. So July 15th, the canal run. And this has been going on for a number of years. Huge event in the area.
It is. And it's this year, 2017, marks the 40th 32nd year. So yes, exactly. One of the longest standing community events, and it's huge. We have over 900 participants, and I should say there's many ways to participate. So if you want to actually participate in the Canal Run, we have the half marathon, a 10-mile run, a 10-mile walk, 5-mile run, and a 5-mile walk, and a kids dash. What I love most about the Canal Run is that this is, so many people, this is their first competitive race they've ever entered. And it's competitive because it's timed. You know, a lot of the events that Portage puts on are untimed and just out to get activity. We have 80 some year olds. We have actually, it's called the Half Moon Beach Club, and they are mostly over 80, and they've been doing this for many years, but this was their first introduction to the Canal Run, into a competitive event like this. And so from that extreme to, you know, there's 10-year-olds that enter the 5-mile walk, and they just get so excited and so pumped up. And to see that at such a young age, get excited about physical activity, I absolutely love that part of the Canal Run. So you can take part in one of those events, and then spectators. We try to get as many spectators out on July 15th to kind of line the streets, line the course, and cheer as all those 900 plus people are coming through the finish line. And then volunteering. It takes over 150 volunteers to pull this event off. Maybe entering the Canal Run isn't necessarily what you're interested in, but you still want to come out and see the festivities for this, join us. There's volunteer positions on July 13th, 14th, and the 15th.
What's going on those two other days?
So on the 13th, we do packet creation. So we stuff packets for all of the racers. And then on July 14th is registration, bib pickup, and a pasta dinner. And our race headquarters has changed for Friday. We will be at the Finnish American Heritage Center on Quincy Street, which is a perfect match for us because it's about 200 feet from our finish line. So people will be able to find it much easier than they found the venue in the past. And so we need registration volunteers that day. There'll be a great pasta dinner. Key Ingredients is going on at the same time. So downtown Hancock will be bustling with activity and food and music. And then on the actual event, July 15th, many people are needed for water stops and road crossing patrol, and just the volunteer needs are endless. So if people want to check out our website at canal.run, so that's www.canal.run, we have a list of all of the volunteer positions. People can check it out, see what works for them.
You had mentioned about how it is a competitive race and that it's timed, but that doesn't mean everybody involved is, doing this like the Boston Marathon.
Correct.
Where it's a race to the, finish line. I mean, some people are very competitive. They want to have the best time possible, and they'll be very happy that they had the best time of the night, of the day. But I figure most of the people that are involved are really just doing it for the enjoyment of doing it, the exercise, the being around people, the community. That's,
yes, that community involvement.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So that's the atmosphere. That
it is
predominates.
And that's a great point, Rick, because about, I would say, maybe 15 to 20% max are competitive of the Canal Run. The rest are there for a great time to get out, be active. There are so many teams that participate, so you get a discount if you register as a team, but a lot of organizations, so BHK, OHM, Portage, many of them have huge teams, but now we're starting to see these family teams too. So there was recently a team that registered recently with all the same last name, and there was 30 people in that team. So these are family events now, and it's awesome.
And when do you need to register?
So you can actually, the sooner you register, the cheaper it is. So I'd encourage people to register as soon as possible. But you can register all the way up until the day before July 14th. That last minute registration is available at the Finnish American Heritage Center on that Friday from, I believe, 3 to 8 p.m.
Okay, so there's a cost involved. Are there awards for doing really well if you are one of those highly competitive ones?
We have over 300 age group medals that we give for the Canal Run. And so there's like first, second, and third place winners in many different age groups for all of the different races. And then we have overall winners. Everyone that participates in the half marathon gets a finishing medal. And another highlight, I should say, too, you mentioned that community piece. So as the canal runs, you know, wrapping up or going on July 15th, if you happen to go by Quincy Street, there are no doubt 2,000 people on Quincy Green. It's such a huge community event. Everybody's talking. People are sitting down on the lawn and just catching up. And then we're done by like 11 a.m. So you still have the rest of your weekend to enjoy.
Yeah, if you come down to be a spectator, you're going downtown, which is a great place to be, downtown Hancock there. And so you get to be, you know, spectate, watch the race, enjoy that, you know, that community that's happening. And then after that, you're already downtown. Hey, grab a place to eat, maybe go do a little shopping, hang out downtown, walk up and down the street a little bit, and enjoy what we, you know, hope it is a beautiful day in mid-July in the Copper Country.
I hope so.
Hopefully better than what we've been seeing last week or so. But everything sounds great. You mentioned a website for registering. If you can give that one more time.
Yes, www.canal.run. So everything for registering, volunteering, if you want information about when the races start, spectating, all of it can be found there. And it's mobile friendly this year, so that's exciting.
Awesome. All right, we've got a couple of minutes here, and we always like to kind of just talk about general health topics and things. And something that we were starting the segment, we were talking about different peaks when you're busy or not as busy at the gym. Made me wonder, you know, you mentioned about how just after January with everybody with the New Year's resolutions and that they're heading to the gym and they're doing their, you know, making those commitments. Well, it seems like when the weather finally starts to get nice, that might be another time when people, you know, maybe it's not in the gym, but they start saying, okay, winter's over, it's time to get out there. You know, they want to look good in a bathing suit, whatever it might be. You know, I always want to look good in a bathing suit. You know, it's my goal. And so you start to have, you know, a desire to, you know, start eating better, get some exercise. And I've always wondered what is the value of getting a trainer, you know, an expert to help you, you know, navigate those waters, especially if you know, it's not something you're familiar with.
Right. And exactly. So those personal trainers, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of information out there about exercise and eating, right? But even with all of that information, so many of us, we just don't know where to start. We don't know what to do because you're just getting bombarded with all of this information and, you know, which path do I take? And that's where a personal trainer can really be beneficial. And it doesn't have to be a long relationship with a personal trainer. You know, it can even just be one training session to kind of jumpstart you and just lead you in the right direction. And then, you know, you can keep checking back here and there just to make sure you're, you know, following that right path. But those personal trainers, they really are experts in their field. So they can provide us with great information to get us started and, you know, what should be the guidelines for cardiovascular health and strength training and flexibility. And we know there are general recommendations out there, but everybody's different. And it's going to depend on your past history and, you know, where you're at right now on activity. And maybe if we have any limitations, those need to be addressed too. So lots of benefit.
Is it expensive to talk with a trainer?
It's actually not. So you can buy at UP Health System Portage, the fitness center, we have many different packages available. And if somebody wanted to reduce the main cost, I think, you know, you could buy the more packages you buy, the cheaper it is. But then we also have buddy training. So if you wanted to get together with, you know, someone that had similar goals to you, you could get 2-4 people together, and then the cost is very reasonable.
Okay. And don't rely on the internet.
Right.
Because, you know, in the realm of exercising and fitness, there's, a lot of, I don't want to call it misinformation, but it might not be right for you. You know, as I was looking up stuff, you know, one thing I came across was about running, you know, on the treadmill, and that you should be running for 30 minutes. Well, boy, after about 5 or 6, I'm about ready to drop dead. Right. You know, but here I was trying to, you know,
to meet that requirement
to,
you saw.
Be, yeah, because, yeah, you know, I want to win the canal run. You know? And then another time I was looking to find out the amount of time I should be working out, and came across a website, and, you know, it was one of those .com websites to get you nice and healthy and fit, and it said work out 90 minutes a day.
Yes.
Well, I only get 60 minutes for lunch. What am I supposed to do? You know,
sure.
You know, and thinking, well, how am I going to possibly go to the gym for 90 minutes a day?
Right.
And then it wasn't until talking to an expert later on going, well, yeah, but it's not all at the gym. It's not all at the same time, you know? So, right. You know, if you get a half hour worth of work in, you know, at lunchtime, well then, you know, going for a walk in the evening for a half hour is also exercise, yes. You know, so that counts. So it's not 90 minutes at a time.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, right. Cumulative during a day is what you should be getting. So
right. And a lot of that is disheartening when you read that. And, you know, maybe you're, like you said, you're trying to be gung-ho and you're going to get on that treadmill and try to run for 30 minutes. Or if you see maybe a Pinterest strength training workout and you haven't been exercising for a really long time and you just did 30 push-ups and a bunch of squats and lunges and then you can't move the next day. So those are not habits that are going to keep us exercising regularly. You know, they help contribute to those negative thoughts about exercise. So if you talk to an expert, you know, they're going to help you ease into it. You're not going to jump right into 30 minutes of running if we haven't been running. And they don't make it painful. You know, it should be a good, pleasant experience.
Great advice. Angela, thanks so much for coming back in the program. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. I really like it.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.